This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Can't wrap my mind around that to the point of just immense gratitude and thanks for you and yours for doing what you do, participating in this program, tuning this program in, talking about this program, telling your friends and neighbors about the program, getting the word out. You know, there's a lot of fake news out there, folks. Fake news is alive and well. There's even stories about Circle Me Bert going away. That's fake news. That you can't even trust news about, you know, the Minnesota Twins broadcast, for crying out loud. Did you know that was fake news, Todd, that Circle Me Bert is not going away? It's not going away. So my point is this. Who do you trust? Who do you believe?
That's why I listen to Corey Provis in the games and not them.
What's real? That's what we're here for. We're here to bust through that. We're sort of like Roseanne is to Hollywood. We are to the rest of the news media. That's the analogy I would use. You know what I'm saying? You notice Roseanne's this big story? 18 million viewers, first episode, Roseanne's back. And guess what? Roseanne is simply, you know, one of what? One half of 1% of people from Hollywood that isn't afraid to say, I get this Donald Trump guy. I like this Donald Trump guy. And it's news that it gets big ratings. Hello? I mean, it's you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. So thank you. We appreciate you. We're glad you're there. We honestly really love the fact that you participate in the show. It's fantastic. I was telling a group I was speaking to last night in Valley City about you, as in our audience. And this whole event is something Think ND put on, and they're doing a number of these throughout the state, gathering input from citizens on what is good government in North Dakota. You know, what makes a good elected official, what makes a good citizen, just having that conversation. And one of the challenges they have is, you know, can they, number one, get people in a room to answer those questions, and number two, when they get them in the room, will they actually say anything? Or will they pull that sort of Scandinavian, stick your hands in the pocket, look at your shoes kind of, I'm not going to say anything. Nope, not going to say anything because might offend somebody. Might have a neighbor that disagrees, right? And I said, we don't have that problem. Literally every day, hundreds of interactions with the audience. And I think it's because we respect you. I think it's because we hear you. I think it's because you feel like it's a good release valve. So I'm glad you take advantage of it. And by the way, the group last night was great. They really were. They got talking and a lot of really good information. And these things are purposely not partisan. They're just, you know, they're not meant to say this, you know, bill is good and this one's bad. It's just about sort of how you get citizens to engage. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday because it was the message really of Mike Pence, the vice president, on his visit, and that is there is responsibility for us as citizens as well. In other words, we can bellyache all we want about this elected leader or this city council did this or this legislator did this or, you know, why did they upend the will of the people here or whatever. But, folks, you go to most city commission, county commission, school board, park board, I mean the schools in your community spend an enormous amount of your money, an enormous amount. Look at the property tax base. Look at the shares schools get. And I would argue, on average, you have less than 1% of the citizenry at those meetings engaging, and why are you spending it on this? How come you have to increase it every year that much? Help me understand. They just decide themselves. Now, school board members are elected by the people, and, you know, there's an argument that they're, but it's not enough just to say, I'm going to elect you and you're going to do it all. Not enough at all. We have a responsibility as citizens to do this. So I hope we can help you do that. Know what concerns you most. And also amplify your voice. I guarantee you, pick an issue that really concerns you. Say it's the opioid crisis. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. We have actually a director of the National Institute of Health on a little later on in the program. Say it's that issue. Say it's addiction, and you don't believe North Dakota devotes enough resources to this issue, and you want more. If 10 people call today into this program with specific examples of why they're fed up, maybe a story about a loved one affected by this that wanted it, I guarantee you legislators hear that. I guarantee you state elected leaders hear that. I guarantee you, you know, city commission folks say, what can we do in our town? School officials, we better do more in our school. They hear it. It saves you going to 10 of those meetings. So use the power you have in your hand. By dialing up that phone, by sending us a text, by sending us an email, engage the citizens. It's how we can best honor the founding fathers who gave us this great American experiment, in my view. And thanks to the good folks of the Valley City area for turning out in big numbers. We had some students there, too, which was neat. Actually, I was co-moderating it with Dr. Louis Devinha, who is a professor of political science at Valley City State, and put on by the ThinkND group, Northern Plains Ethics Institute, North Dakota Humanities Council, but probably fourth, a third of the room students, and the rest, I think, just citizens from all walks of life. So it was great, it really was very interesting, and I thank folks for putting on, asking me to participate. I'd love to do it again, really would. Todd, can you explain the Roseanne thing to me? There's two things that are really perplexing me right now that I could use a little help on from the audience. One is the Roseanne just hysteria, and then the other is the Facebook thing. So Roseanne has been a Trump fan for some time. She's been vocal about this, right? This isn't new.
Right. Right.
And she had a show that was very popular, went away, and now the show's come back. And the show is just about her family. It's family stuff. It isn't politics, right? It's just kind of whatever.
Right. This is a sitcom.
But in the first one, she did make that reference to, you know, make America great again, rather than saying the prayer, right, as a family. And then she had the sister wearing the vulgar, Heidi Heitkamp hats. You know which ones I'm talking about? I'm sorry, not Heidi Heitkamp hat, but like Planned Parenthood hat. Those hats, they love to go to Congressman Cramer's office and scream and holler. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
On the radio. Right? So there was some reference, but it wasn't political. So why is everybody like freaking out about it? I don't get I think it's kind of neat that she is bucking a trend of Hollywood, but I don't understand the hoopla.
Well, you can't be in Hollywood and be a Trump supporter. At least not a vocal one. You could be like a Tom Selleck and not be all that vocal, but be a Republican or a conservative.
She's bucking a trend, then.
She's bucking a trend.
So that's
and, of course, plenty of people remember her singing the anthem and that butchering and all that, but, you know, maybe she's grown up a little since then, but.
I love it. All right, well, that's kind of cool. And then the Facebook thing, I wanted to look at my Facebook profile. Okay, what information I had given Facebook about me. And it's my name, and it's my email, and it's I think I even have the phone number in there, because I give it to you, too, in the audience here to text us. It's 701-367-2054. But anyway, it's not like, you know, my bank account number. It's not like, my Social Security number. It's nothing that isn't basically public information anybody can get anywhere. And I don't understand why there is this sort of lynch mob against Facebook. I'm not a big Facebook fan, Mark Zuckerberg exists to get people like Barack Obama elected. I mean, and all that data that they're now freaking out about, they bragged about giving it to the Obama campaign and helping him use Facebook in a way that was just transformational. And so now, all of a sudden, you have evidently this group who, you know, took data we gave to them And they just said, here's the data that these people gave
us. Some people put their date of birth on. Month and date are okay, but you probably don't want to put the year on there. That might be a trigger for some. Other than that, though, yeah, I mean, it's all basic information.
But my head scratcher is, okay, if I decide to do that, I gave you my full birth date, I gave you my email address and name, I gave it to you, Facebook. Just put it in there. And the freak out right now is that some other app had an arrangement with them and they have the same information. Well, who cares? I mean, I guess I didn't give it to the other app, but I mean,
You made it public, so yeah, don't make it public if you don't want it.
It's not pictures of me naked in the shower. I don't understand why that we're having a this meltdown over this.
So you found out about those pictures, huh?
Did I leave those up? I hate when I do it. Okay, I'm now up to speed on two issues that have been driving me crazy. Thank you, Todd, for that. And I want to know what you have to say, folks. So call us at 800-228-0550. Steve Dace is on the show today. You know who he is? Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache. I could smell it in the air. Planting season around the corner. Means you'll be spraying soon. And our friends at High Plains Apache are ready. And you know what? They know the game. They know the game better than about anybody knows the game. At High Plains Apache. They really do. Best of the best sprayers in the Apache sprayers, no question about it. Find out more at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them. the parts, about anything you need, 50,000 parts, the expertise. They just know the game. They really do. They're in Mandan. They're also in Frontier, which is south of Fargo off exit 60 I-29. And they're online anytime at highplainsapache.com. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Texter says, please do a shout out to Floyd.
Hi, Ralph.
Floyd. Okay, Floyd. Floyd was first. Ralph is next.
Hey, Ralph.
Bernie. You don't
hey,
like Bernie? Okay. So Floyd, Ralph, and Bernie is the shout out. Bernie Miller. Ralph Miller, Floyd Miller, on this Vietnam Veterans Day. They were all Marines. They are Marines. They're all in Nam. How about that? National Vietnam War Veterans Day today. National Vietnam War Veterans Day today. Do me a favor. If you have a Vietnam vet that you know of, family member, whatever, any connection, do what this listener's done. Text us. We'll give them a shout-out at 701-367-2054. Call us, 258-0550. You can text Todd, too, by the way, 226-8503. They deserve more. The other veteran in the way of a simple thank you. Didn't get it when they returned. Very sad chapter in American history. Never miss an opportunity to thank a Vietnam vet. Never, never, never. Let's get to some calls here. Gene, Valley City, happy Thursday. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Hey, thank you for last night in Valley City. And I don't know about you, but I went home scared to death.
No, I didn't. I went home invigorated that there's people willing to get in a room on a Wednesday night when they could be doing a million other things and engaging about how to make their government better. So I didn't go home scared to death at all.
I mean, agree with you there, but, you know, I asked the question, what form of government do we have? We didn't get an answer. And you're
I have to tell you, I wanted to shout out a republic, but I don't know that people understood what you were saying.
Scott, you did the right thing. Just let it fly and see what came up from the floor.
Yeah.
So you did the right thing by holding.
Right. What I'm getting at is, I don't know that I knew what you were getting at. I did. I knew the conversation you were trying to start. I don't think the others did. That's all I'm saying. So I don't think it's necessary an ignorance of our form of government. Although the professor, of course, went into we have, you know, both a democracy and a republic, and you know, kind of went down a different track. So yeah.
First of all, your
worry, Gene, is well placed. Nationally, this is a conversation we ought to have. The whole genius of the founding fathers is woefully inadequate in the way of education and teaching and on the lips of students. There's no doubt about it. So I'm not saying that. Keep fighting. I got to keep going. I got a ton of calls. Chris and Dickinson, you're next. And what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Regarding the Facebook issue, it's not just Facebook, but it's also Google, and it's just breaking now. I can't believe that hasn't broke sooner, but. It's not the data you're putting in. It's the data they're collecting that's unbeknownst to you. Because when you sign those terms and conditions, you're giving them full access to your photos, your contacts, your microphone, and everything. So they're listening in. When you don't know they're listening in, they're looking at your camera. When you don't know they're activating your camera. So that's the stuff they're getting. And it's, like I said, Facebook's going to probably have some reckoning to do with that. Google as well. But it's not only...
Okay, that, now what you're talking about there, I'm with you, right? I mean, if literally... You know, there's not clear, consent to say we want your photos, we want to be able to have the microphone, and they're just doing it. I'm totally 100% with you. I'm just saying the uproar over the Facebook thing looks to be Facebook, inadvertently, or this other group campaign. What's the name again?
Cambridge Analytica.
That they were taking data we gave them. that is sort of no big deal data, and they're using it, violating evidently an agreement they have with Facebook. That's between Facebook and them, but it's not like, you know, again, they have all this compromising information on folks. But if it's more, and I think it's time for some of these...
The stuff we gave them and then the stuff that they're taking, they're getting it all. And like I said, it's out there, you're putting it out there, but they also have access to it that you didn't authorize besides the terms and conditions. And most people aren't aware of that when they accept that.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about that. I think that's where the hearings will probably prove useful. I mean, I guess if I have the photos on Facebook and I have a public account, it gets out there one way or another anyway. The microphone thing you're mentioning is a little weird. And I guess even sort of the sites you're visiting, are they getting that? I mean, we should know more. There's no doubt about it. Craig in, where are you at, Craig?
I'm on the road to Minot.
On the road to Minot. What's on your mind today?
Yep. Well, you know, I've listened to your show every chance I get, but one thing that never seems to come up enough is anything about elder care. And I'm dealing right now with my dad's estate, and it's extremely frustrating. Now, right now, the state has a lien against his my dad's estate for $147,000. Now, this stems from the care that his second wife received when she was in a nursing home, and my dad had to do a spend down of his assets so she would go on Medicaid, because nursing homes, you know, anywhere $6,000 to $12,000 a month. She had the Alzheimer's dementia, and he did everything right. Otherwise, the home would have taken everything. He'd have been homeless. Now, this is a guy that, you know, he saved his whole life. He worked hard. He paid his taxes. And what frustrates me is that there are people that live for free. And, you know, he, like I said, he did everything right. And now all of a sudden the state comes after his estate. And it, I'm not frustrated because it's taken away from what I could possibly inherit. It's just right now there's an entire generation of people that are starting to enter the home, the baby boomers. And I would guess that many of them are not protected.
No, you're absolutely right, Craig. You're 100% right. This is a conversation we should have right here. I want to do that. I'm having this conversation personally with Brian Kronk and Jeff Collins at Raymond James Collins and Kronk, who are, you know, opening my eyes in a big way, partly because I've gone through this with my parents, and you know, it's just it's mind-boggling, and they ask so many great questions of me that I don't even think of to say, okay, now you're opening my eyes. We need to do this or that, and really help you sort of answer the big questions of life and answer some of those whys. And I encourage everybody to do that, whether it's with my guys at Collins and Kronk, Raymond James and Fargo, because I trust them, or whoever you choose and trust. Get it done, Craig. Very good point. I promise we'll do a show on this topic in the near future. I've been meaning to anyway, and you prompted that, so thank you very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Keep those calls coming. More coming up. We're with Vince, also known as Carson Wentz Pal, from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. So you put that Hot Springs Spa at Carson Wentz's home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm telling you, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a Vikings fan, so this kind of hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl because of that hot tub. When they came to Minneapolis for Super Bowl week, the Philadelphia Eagles contacted a hot spring dealer in the Twin Cities, and they had three hot spring hot tubs in their hotel. I really think it helped push them over the edge.
If you want Super Bowl excellence in 2018 in whatever you do, you need a Hot Springs Spa. Tell you what, I do a better radio show because of that hot spring spot. It makes you better above the water and below the water. So whether it's the aches and pains or whether it's just relaxing a little bit and unplugging and getting away from the phones, it works. And when you use the promo code ACE, you save up to $2,800 on those hot spring spas. The big financing event is on right now. You can own one for $4.40 a day, price of a cup of coffee. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
On What's On Your Mind. You know what we love callers to disagree to here on What's On Your Mind? Absolutely. In fact, encourage it. You know, don't think that only one viewpoint's welcome here. Whether you agree, whether you disagree, whatever the topic, love it. I mean, just the caller a moment ago. Hey, going through an elder care issue right now, talking about a lien of $140,000 on his father's estate, trying to do all that. You know, that's a frustration point that's totally separate from is Donald Trump doing a good job, a bad job? You know, who should we send to Congress? Who should replace Heidi Heitkamp? I mean, whatever. You know, that's front center, and it's real. It absolutely is. And that's why we love our friends at Delta. One call does it all to Delta. No doubt about it. If you're in the oil and gas industry, you know to call Delta for the turnkey solutions, okay? And you know what? They help us celebrate our callers here on What's On Your Mind. This fellow right here, who was none too thrilled with the visit of Vice President Mike Pence yesterday, again because of what he is facing, what he is going through right now. I think I have that here somewhere. Here we go. Listen to this.
Great speech by Pence. He must have went to the Byron Dorgan School of Speech Giving to make everybody feel good. We're growing grain in Canada below cost production for the fourth year. How long do you think this can go on? No more BS. Get down to business.
He laid it right there on the line. There's a little caller clinic for you, even though he didn't agree with most of the callers yesterday. That's okay. Thanks to Delta for helping us celebrate him. And you can call Delta at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. We're getting a lot of shout-outs for Vietnam vets. Keep them coming, okay? Paul Froschley. Am I saying that right? F-R-O-S-C-H-L-E. You think I got that right, Todd? Wayne Schenkler of Combe. John Rogers of Mott. The five Thuringer brothers of Plaza. Bernie Kunst in Jamestown. First Marine Recon. Thanks for the shout-out. Thanks to Franklin Rust, Korean and Vietnam War vet. Passed away 4 years ago, flew his flag every day till he died. His flag still flies every day, thanks to my mother. I even consider her a Vietnam veteran wife. Those guys went away from home 1, 2, even 3 years at a time, no family contact, except for now. More of them to come on the program, and look forward to getting more of yours. You can text Todd or I at 367-2054-226-8503. The North Dakota Family Alliance is hosting a gathering Tuesday, April 10th. Circle the date. Hilton Garden Inn. The title of the banquet and the event, Unleashing Citizenship. Unleashing Citizenship. We're talking a little bit about that today. The keynote speaker is the one and only Steve Dace. Hosts the show on CRTV. Same network as Mark Levin, Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty and others. And has long been covering the intersection between culture and
conservatism, writer, and great talk show host. Nice to have you back to the program, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Congrats on all the good success on CRTV. That is a that's a great resource. Good stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And I always enjoyed when I was in syndicated radio. It was almost like, you know, when you do this on a national level, there's just certain affiliates that take to the show quicker and more intensely than others. And there were plenty of nights where it felt like we were live in Fargo. I mean, your audience absolutely adored our show when we were nationally syndicated in terrestrial radio. So I'm looking forward to coming up to your neck of the woods here in a couple of weeks.
That'll be great. And, of course, the North Dakota Family Alliance, Family Policy Alliance, does some really good work. I mean, they really do. And they've been around different names, but the same mission, standing for things you talk about on your show day in and day out. What would you say is most missing in America right now in the way of citizenship? If we were to unleash citizenship, what would it look like? What do we need to do?
Well, I think there's a macro and a micro that's missing. Let me start with the macro. And that is, you know, the whole tenet of this American experiment really rests on one concept. You know, G.K. Chesterton once made the observation that America is the only country ever founded upon a creed. And what is that creed? That creed is that our rights come from God and not from government. And that really is the only thing. When you look at the long arc of human history, that's the only reason we have not had to face a level of tyranny so far here at home that every other great nation, empire, superpower has eventually either been birthed in or devolved to. And what you're watching is the people more collectively, as we turn our hearts away from God, we turn our eyes more towards government as the substitute. Now, I'll plagiarize Chesterton once more. When the government removes the government becomes the God. And you're watching that now. You're watching everybody not everybody, but the vast majority of people on both sides of the political aisle now are using government as their means of salvation. We had a president get elected before on hope and change coming from government. We got a president get elected this time on I alone can solve using government. And that speaks to what's in the hearts of the people. And it's why as government grows, liberty withers away. And that's one of the reasons why when you have an organization like the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota, the focus is on faith, family, and freedom. And that first F is the key, because that's where our rights come from. It comes from the worship and acknowledgement of the God that grants us those rights. And then I think on a micro level, it's what I was just listening to on your show, frankly. What worries me, you know, I've got a 17-year-old, I have a 12-year-old and an 11-year-old. And, you know, I don't know about when you were growing up, but when I was at the South Des Moines Little League in Iowa my first year in 1981, I don't remember anybody knowing if anybody voted for Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan or not. And there were just certain times and places where we recognized this is not the time and place for politics, but this is the time and place for us to enjoy, understand, come together in Americana. And it reminded, you know, I was asked to do a panel on PBS after the 2016 election about how to handle a divisive election at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and I was their token conservative, and my answer was, you don't. It's freaking Thanksgiving, man. It's not about the election. So you hate these politicians so much they ruined your election, you want to have them ruin your Thanksgiving too? It's not about you. I know the term safe spaces has kind of been, demonized because of what the left has done to it, but we used to have some places in our culture where it was okay for us to just be Americans, and then we used to actually be able to disagree, maybe even vehemently and passionately, without destroying each other. And I heard you sort of fomenting that disagreement before I came on. And we need more of that. We need more. We're not arguing too much. We're not arguing at all. We are retreating to the sectors of cable news that tell us what we want to hear, that rub our bellies and make the bad man stop, and everything's the other boogeyman's fault. And we want the infotainment that says Trump's either the hero or the villain tonight, just as Barack Obama was either the hero or the villain tonight. And often now what real issues aren't discussed, instead tribalism is all, and all is tribalism. And that's what's cool about communities like yours, the one I live in Des Moines, Iowa. These are some of the remaining places in middle America where people can actually come together, have a disagreement, maybe even have it vehemently, and yet I don't want to rip your spleen out when it's over. We need more of that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I really do. And that's why I feel as though I live in a cocoon, you know, and North Dakota is home. I mean, it is home. I grew up in Minnesota, lived in South Dakota and Iowa for a little while. But really, North Dakota's been my home, been here since I was 20 years old, and I love it. If you had to press me on, okay, what, why, it's because of the people. It's just because of the character of the people. And, you know, I agree with you. I think they're of that stock. I think they can, you know, wage into a debate and say, here's what I believe and here's what I stand for and here's why. I think, however, the culture is pulling even good people like here in North Dakota and others into sort of the sides that you're talking about, into the sort of cocoons into it where you feel like you got to go just to survive. I mean, when people are honestly, you look at sort of the North Dakota, a big Senate race right now, okay? And probably the best chance for Republican pickup in the country. So an enormous amount of attention. And the sort of militant feminist, vulgar hat-wearing, I love Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is everything to me crowd really tends to put people who are a little more stoic of nature but not afraid to engage in a debate into I want nothing to do with it. I want to run from that.
Right.
What you just suggested is no, go into that and have a conversation with them. And it will not be, it will not be nicey-nice. It will be confrontational, but you can leave saying, hey, we're both Americans. I'm not sure that's possible from some people in the sort of Heidi Heitkamp, Bernie Sanders kind of, wing of the Democratic Party. Am I wrong?
I think there, we have irreconcilable differences, for sure. But I don't think it's as many people as we think it is. Now we are deeply polarized politically, but one of the great misnomers, Ben Shapiro has a tremendous piece up today about the success of Roseanne Barr's reboot. And the media thinks it's because, well, they found these hidden Trump voters who are just a bunch of white factory workers, and Roseanne's kid is transgendered and she's pro-abortion on the show and yada, yada, yada. The reality is, if you look at the data, and that's what I do for a living when I'm not on the air, and I think what's always made my show unique is I'm one of the few people that have ever ever actually worked on campaigns, that have ever actually looked at data. I mean, I was on the Cruz campaign. We hired Cambridge Analytica. I've seen their data. All right. So, I mean, I've got more experience than just looking at this from the outside in. I've seen the inside of the process. And the reality is Trump didn't tap into the economic anxieties of people. He tapped into the cultural anxieties of people because of what you just said. And the final straw was you had a lot of people in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan, where I grew up, and other places. They were already overlooking their cultural differences with the Democratic Party for many decades. It was the final straw for them, and they didn't like it. That's why, for example, we had 31 states that we put up marriage amendments, including deep blue states, and we won them 31 races in a row. And it's because we had a lot of people culturally in the Democratic Party that agreed with us. The final straw was when Democrats said, well, not only are we going to force you to accept a cultural agenda you don't agree with, but we're going to take away your jobs, too. Well, now there's no reason for those sorts of people to continue their Faustian bargain with the Democratic Party because they're getting nothing out of it. They're promoting values they don't believe in, and they're losing their jobs. See, I think there's a wide swath of people that culturally agree with us. I think the people you're talking about are a distinct minority in the Democratic Party, but a very,
very
powerful
loud
one in positions.
Very loud. They're very loud, very powerful. You're right. More with Steve Dace when we come back. Jamie and Fargo get to you. Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up, and more Vietnam shout-outs. Don't go away, folks.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ronnie Millsap, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm also happy to give another shout-out to a vet.
I'd like to leave a shout-out call for a veteran from Vietnam. His name is Kenneth Butch, in parentheses, B-U-T-C-H. That's his nickname by everybody goes by. And the last name is pronounced Kunchak, K-O-N-S-C-H-A-K. He is from Goodrich, North Dakota. He has served in the Legion ever since he came back, has been the president most years. Thank you, Uncle Butch, for serving. Bye.
Hey, Uncle Butch. God bless you. God bless your service. National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Call us at 258-0550. Press 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us right here live on the air. Love your shout-outs or text us. Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Speaking of our good veterans, and we have more Vietnam Day shout-outs coming today on the program, but what a great day to plan to fly that flag. That's a light on liberty, isn't it, Jim?
It sure is, Scott, and thank you for this. And I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and today's Light on Liberty, we continue to talk about the folds of the flag. The first fold we remember is of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold signifies our belief in eternal life. And the third fold is made in honor and tribute of the veteran departing our ranks and who gave a portion of his or her life for the defense of our country to attain peace. In honor of all the Vietnam veterans today, we would just like to publicly say thank you. And we're sorry that you were misunderstood. And when you came back, people didn't really care much or understand you, and we do. We love you. We thank you for your service. And Scott, you know, one of the pleasures I get of installing flagpoles are many veterans, and they, when I arrive at their homes, I have the honor of hearing of where they served and how they served and what contributions they made, and every one of them, they're just proud. Proud to be servants and proud to have participated in something that was excellent. And our military is excellent, finest in the world. And that's, as Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com, I would like to continue to honor our veterans and honor America by encouraging people to display the American colors and to note that we do live in the greatest country of the world, and sometimes we eat ourselves from within, but that's where we come in and we say, no, we're great Americans, and we're going to act like that, and we're going to honor great Americans. So thank you again to the Vietnam vets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about that. Appreciate it very much, Jim. You're the best. I tell you what, call Jim. NDFlagpoleGuy.com is the website if you want to find out more about it. I wouldn't even wait. I would just get on the phone, call them, talk to a few neighbors, talk to some other folks in your community, get the buddy system going so we can build 100 of those flags in 2018. We're already, 20 in, and the flagpole building season hasn't even started. So 701-571-FLAGS, the number, or ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
By the way, another way to show your pride is to be a good citizen. Get involved. I talked to Rick Berger earlier, Republican Party chairman, and, the Republican Party convention is April 6th, 7th, and 8th up in Grand Forks at the Alera Center. They have now 1,400-plus registered delegates, which is huge. I think they had 900 last time. But they still have a couple hundred spots left. So if you go to ndgop.org and you click under committee, find your district. If you don't know your district, you can find that at nd.gov. You just put in your address. It tells you your district. Different website. But come back, say, okay, what district am I in? Who's the chair? The email, the phone number for your district chair is right there under committee. And then you call them and say, I'd like to be a delegate. If they have a spot, great. If they don't, you can be an alternate delegate. Be a lot of fun. Really going to be a lot of fun. Do you know I'm speaking there? Yeah. I'm not the speaker, but I am a speaker. Introducing a candidate. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just a little tease for you. We're trying to get Steve Dace back. We'll have to finish that conversation a bit. We lost our connection to him. Steve Dace is speaking again April 10th. Great message. He really is. And this guy's been a warrior. He has been a warrior for the culture all along. Unbelievable. Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota banquet is Tuesday, April 10th. Titled this year, Unleashing Citizenship. If you want to go, call 701-219-0948. 701-219-0948. You can also make online reservations at their website, familypolicyalliance.com. 219-0948 to reserve your seats for that. Hope you're going to be there. Can I get Jamie in here? Jamie, you've been waiting a while. I'll get you the first part of it anyway. Go ahead. You're up. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is in reference to Facebook. I was listening to a great tech podcast, and I believe the show's podcast is on the station here. It's Legal Report. And one of the things he was talking about was that people don't look at the original business model that Mark Zuckerberg put together, a wonderfully capitalistic model that was not something wonderful and altruistic, putting people in touch with their friends, but a way of generating revenue based on selling advertising. And one of the things that he pointed out that was extremely interesting was based on just 65 likes alone, not even posting, just 65 likes, that they can determine rate, age, race, sex,
I know a lot about you. I hear you, Jamie. Sorry, we're going to finish on the other side of the break. Please don't go away. More after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
One of the biggest events of the year is coming. Nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace is the featured speaker at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend, preserve, and protect your God-honoring family values, and Steve Dace will tell us just how critical these values are to our state and nation. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call for tickets 701-219-0948.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.